profanities. Pungent, unwashed men. A man named Napier. They are wretched and broken. The odds of them holding on for one more hour are slim. Making matters worse, no one else can hear it. But this is not the end of their struggles. It is just the beginning.
Here, sleep at the bottom of hill. Your time has come to pick the road. You walk in this tale, turned in as a coward, you've learned. Through sickness and health is only warm. Now go and bite your tongue. You'd say the worst of me with a hope they'd understand. No, they know you're just a boy. So grow up and be a man. Little baby, all kicking, you scream and whine. Victims pay the price eventually. Of course, let's see your life.
FOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
So,
phone number to contact the show, and please do. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. We do have one hell of a program for you this evening. It's just me and Napier. Me and Napier. Hey, how long has it been, buddy, since it's just been me and you?
It's been a while.
Just shooting the shit like a couple of pals, you know?
Yeah, we don't do that very well, do we?
Or WFO Dicks on Skype, if you're so inclined. There's so much to get to. The most important thing, I guess, of the evening is later on, we will have the next episode in our long-running series, Detective Napier Crime Stories.
Easily the best.
You think it's the best?
I think so.
It's hard to say. I mean, there's been so many.
But I'm not saying it's perfect.
I'll tell you, when I went into making it, I wasn't very confident in it. And now that it's done, I can say that it at least belongs with the other ones. It works.
I don't think it
as a finished piece. I was happy with how it turned out.
I think it's one of the best, other than when Dan and Mandy's dad was on it.
Right.
Those were some good ones.
So, I mean, there's so much that I want to talk about. Did you see? Of course you didn't. You're not even really on the Twitter, are you?
No.
On Twitter this week, there was a big brouhaha brewing because apparently Ja Rule checked his Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Ja Rule, the rap guy, you know, the rapper Ja Rule.
No, I know who Ja Rule is.
He checked his Wikipedia page and found that Wikipedia says he is 5'6", but he claims he is 5'9". And so he took to Twitter to ask that somebody add his 3 inches, and even went so far as to confront Wikipedia itself and say, yo, man, what about my 3 inches?
What did Wikipedia say?
I don't think... Does Wikipedia, like, get into debates back and forth? Wikipedia is just, like, a thing that exists. I don't think there is, like, a Mr. Wikipedia that you can reference.
No, there's admins for the site.
That runs their Twitter account?
Yeah, they have to have a Twitter account, I would assume.
Everybody does. It's a new world, right?
Yeah.
You don't have a Twitter account, you're some fuckhole.
Exactly. So, yeah, they probably have somebody who watches that shit.
I don't know if it's been corrected, to be honest with you. I have not updated the story since it first broke to determine whether or not Ja Rule is correctly listed as being 5'9 now. I don't think it is correct, though. I think that there's mugshots of him that has the height on it. That's what those lines are, is the heights.
Well, if somebody posts one of those little photos that says that he's 5'6, that's what Wikipedia is going to go with. You can't self-correct Wikipedia. You can't say, my Wikipedia page is wrong because I'm me. They say, no.
Is it kind of sad, I guess, to work on your own Wikipedia?
No, some people do it all the time.
I mean, that's a thing, right? You have to get your other people to make your Wikipedia page. You don't make your own.
No.
I don't see anywhere on here where Ja Rule's height is even referenced. I mean, I see his birthday. I see a lot of information about Ja Rule. I mean, his entire history. I see that he is 39 years old. But I do not see... He's dating a white lady.
Well, yeah, they don't put normally height and weight into Wikipedia. I don't know what he's on about.
I don't either. But, yeah, and why would that even... Why would it matter? Why... Would you be, like, so vain? 5'6 is pretty short, though.
Yeah.
I guess, like, for his street cred, he has to be a certain height, or else people will say that, like, you know, he's one of them little fellas. And then they won't take him seriously as a musician or a man.
Well,
like,
I don't know how the rap game works.
Tom Cruise is actually really, really short.
Isn't he only, like, 5'7"?
But they put him on phone books and stuff in movies so that he looks bigger. But if you actually see him, he's a little sprite of a man. He's a little bitty guy.
Yeah, he's a tiny feller.
But he's an action star.
Yeah, action stars can't be short. They have to be 6 foot and above. I mean, what if the guy who played Thor was like, you know, 5'5"?
I wonder how, because I guess... I mean, like, Nicole Kidman, I would think she's a pretty tall lady. I would imagine those two standing next to each other probably looks kind of silly.
Maybe he has those platform
boots. They were in
boots.
Movies together.
Well, yeah, they can make you look taller. He probably wears those platformy shoes that try to make you look taller than what you actually are.
But Ja Rule is 5'9", guys. He said so himself. It came from the horse's mouth. So if you were sitting around wondering how tall is Ja Rule, don't believe Wikipedia on this. I reference Wikipedia pretty generally. It's like usually the top thing that comes up. So I would think I would just take Wikipedia as gospel when it might not necessarily be the most reliable source.
Well, how are you going to check it? I mean, you're not going to go up to Ja Rule with a ruler.
I would now.
He might be offended by that.
Why would he be offended? Now he has something to prove.
I don't know. It seems that rappers get really easily offended. Like, if you look at the rap battles and the Twitter beefs and all of their other beefs, it's like, that seems like a group of folks really easy to get into a beef with.
They're looking for it. It makes them interesting. You know, we haven't had a good old-fashioned podcast beef in a while.
I think you've been working on some beef.
Have I?
Yeah.
I don't think I have. Maybe. I don't like seek it out.
No, you put that beef in the smoker, letting that sit and warm.
What are you talking about? What are you referring to?
You know what I'm referring to.
I don't.
I already told you about it.
What?
Remember? Told you. It smelled like beef. We're supposed to be a vegetarian podcast.
We are. I'm just saying, like, a lot of times these things just happen naturally.
Yeah, because you naturally say things that piss people off.
It's just, it's been a while. We've been on our best behavior. We've been very good.
I've read what you do with the Twitter page. You have not been on your best behavior.
I have been. I've been a delight.
You make people angry.
I do not.
You seek out their anger.
I do not. Actually, for the most part, people on Twitter just completely ignore me. I think at this point, everybody's just kind of said, oh, Mike's going to go on a 25-minute Bigfoot rant now. And
you ranted about Bigfoot, the monster truck?
I found out that Bigfoot is leaving us.
Yeah, they're leaving. They're going away.
Bigfoot, the monster truck, if you guys don't know, has been parked outside. Is that a car dealership?
No, that's their own thing. Like, that's their...
Their Bigfoot headquarters?
Yeah, that's their place.
Bigfoot headquarters is, like, 5 miles from our house. And so, I mean, like, in a way, like, you know, like, when you get on the boat to come to America and you see the Statue of Liberty on the horizon, you know that you're home. Well, Bigfoot is kind of like our Statue of Liberty. Like, you see Bigfoot and you're like, dude, we're home.
I thought there, that was the arch.
There's Bigfoot. Well, I mean, it's Bigfoot's closer to us than the arch. I feel much more affection for Bigfoot, the monster truck, than I do for the arch.
Well, the arch is a monument that we erected in glory to all the people who came to St. Louis and then left.
I mean, what to you says America more, the arch or Bigfoot? Easily Bigfoot, right?
No, the arch is pretty well known. I mean,
more than Bigfoot, Napier?
Yeah, more than Bigfoot.
So Bigfoot is
well,
hightailing.
Monster trucks
it.
Aren't popular anymore. I mean,
Bigfoot
used to be a big
is,
thing.
Is hightailing? Does Bigfoot even compete anymore? Or is he retired?
I think Bigfoot's been retired.
Has he retired?
They
so
made...
they just display Bigfoot. That's like Bigfoot Museum now.
Well, it was a museum for Bigfoot. You could go there, get Bigfoot merchandise.
I never went to Bigfoot headquarters. I just drove by Bigfoot headquarters, and there he was in all of his glory, fucking Bigfoot.
I went there when I was younger, and they had a Nintendo set up with the Bigfoot video game, or the Monster Truck video game from back in the day.
There was a Bigfoot video game?
Yeah, they had Monster Truck games back in the day.
And it was called Bigfoot?
I think so.
You know, now when you hear the monster truck commercials, they always get really excited about Gravedigger. But
yeah.
Fuck Gravedigger. To me, there's only one, and it's Bigfoot.
Maybe Bigfoot got too big for his
Gravedigger.
Sunday, yeah. And Saturday.
Yeah, and sometimes Friday. Really every day of the week.
But you'll have to buy the whole seat.
But
and
all
you only
need is the edge, right? So where's Bigfoot going? Did you see where Bigfoot's going?
Oh, some fucking even less know-nothing town than where it was.
Is it like going over the bridge like the rest of the people that used to live here?
No, it's going into some unknown goddamn place.
Bigfoot is another example of white flight?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
They want somewhere cheaper, like they don't like paying rent, like... in the city that they're at. So they said, either give us really good tax rates or we're leaving. And the city said, what tax rate? You people don't make any fucking thing. You got this giant tract of land that you want to pay nothing for that nobody goes and sees.
All the car dealerships closed. Yeah, I mean, it can't be that much to just keep open, right? I mean, there's so many vacant lots. Why would it be expensive?
Well, that's...
Wouldn't you just be happy that somebody's paying you?
Well, I mean... That's like a good stretch of highway where a bunch of people get
especially
on and
especially somebody
the
that's been there as long as Bigfoot's been there. I'd say that they should just give him a pass. Say, look, you're an institution at this point. You're a Bigfoot.
You're an institution that you've never been to.
In the chat, they're debating on what you call multiple Bigfoot.
Bigfoots.
Would you call them Bigfoot or Big Feet? I think they think they decided on if you got two Bigfoot, it's like moose. You just call them, I got two Bigfoot.
No, you say Bigfoots.
Or would you say Big Feet?
That makes it's different. Its name is Bigfoot. If you have, do you have one mic or two mics? Or you have a boatload of mic? Well, you say you got two mics.
So since Bigfoot is its name and not an actual thing.
No.
So it'd be like saying I have two Bigfoot trucks.
Yeah.
But if you're just saying Bigfoot, then you'd say Bigfoots.
Well, you're referencing the name of what it is. If you have two of those little die-cast little dudes, you can say you have two Bigfoots.
You
wouldn't say two big feets because, you know, a foot and then there's feet and the feet are on the bottom. But it can also be a foot. But that doesn't mean the truck is a foot.
Can we start some kind of hashtag thing or some kind of like thing where you get a bunch of signatures from the president or something to keep Bigfoot?
No, he's torn down. They tore him down. Like, this is almost done.
That's true. I saw them packing up Bigfoot the other day when I drove by. They were putting his wheels in a separate thing. I guess they don't just drive Bigfoot down the highway and park him somewhere.
No,
they actually have to transfer Bigfoot, like, in pieces and put him back together.
You got to take him apart and put him back together wherever you're going because he's too wide for the highway.
Is he, though? Maybe they could get, like, a special route and have, like, the Bigfoot tour. I would think that, like, one of the apps could, like, you know, say, hey, what if I'm a Bigfoot? Like, how can I get somewhere, like, with side roads and not going under any bridges?
Well, I think for the most part he'd be okay to get under them. Is he that tall?
He's pretty tall.
Fuck. Well, yeah, you got to break him down then.
Yeah.
I mean, how many miles do you want to put on your Bigfoot?
That's true. You don't want to put a lot of miles on a Bigfoot.
Also, how much gas do you think that little fucker
is? Isn't like a mile per hour determined by like some kind of like how many rotations the tire runs around?
I think so.
So like if it's a Bigfoot tire.
Yeah.
And it rolls like I imagine it takes a long time for that to rotate all the way around. Like you think like 1 mile is like one rotation?
No, it's not a mile big.
Oh, this is like the circumference.
Yeah,
it's not a mile big. You're right. It would be a few rotations, but certainly less than like my Saturn.
Yeah, but I mean, your Saturn doesn't weigh as much as a Bigfoot does. I guess traffic wouldn't be a problem for him. Insurance claims might.
That's what he does for a living. He's a traffic redistributor.
Maybe they thought his pilot wouldn't be able to figure out that, you know, he wasn't at the goddamn show and just start running over cats.
So did you see that Warren Harding, the former president, had a fuck baby?
I think most of the presidents did.
He banged a chick like while he was married that wasn't his wife. And then like she always kind of, her name was Nan Britton, and she was 31 years younger than him. And he was banging her on the side. And I mean, like, I guess there wasn't no TMZ back then. So like you could just bang chicks on the side and nobody'd find out about it because like, you know, all you had to do was be a little sneaky, sneaky.
I don't know. Kennedy kept that under wraps for a while. He was
right. There was no TMZs. So this Warren Harding, he has a fuck baby and they find out later on. By some kind of DNA testing, they like, I guess they dug up the chick. The chick that he was banging wrote a book, and everybody was like, nah, this bitch doesn't know what she's talking about. But I guess they dug up her daughter and did some DNA testing. I don't know why it would even matter or that would warrant digging up somebody. I mean, like, you're going to, like, you know, call Warren Harding on his bullshit now. Guy's been dead for, you know, what, 100 years.
No, so, they just want to make sure that is factual.
So they dig up a broad and they saw on her bones and do tests?
What? Does she give a fuck? She's
I
dead.
Just think it's in, just, it's in poor taste.
It's in poor taste to fuck around on your wife.
Yeah. But I mean, if it happened and then everybody's dead for 100 years, it doesn't really matter anymore.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's not like she's going to go to divorce court. She's dead. They're all dead.
Then it doesn't matter one way or the other. They can just do it if they want to.
But not only that, so Warren Harding had a fuck baby out of wedlock, like, before he was president. And they dug the body up and tested it and found out, yeah, this dude had a fuck baby. Well, Superfly Jimmy Snuka killed his girlfriend 32 years ago. And he wrote a biography. And, like, in the biography, he told, like, a way different story. I don't know why you'd even bring that up. I think I'd leave that out of my biography. If I murdered somebody and got away with it, I just would skip that part of my biography. I wouldn't, like, talk about the time I murdered abroad in my biography. That seems stupid. We want to hear about the wrestling anyway. We don't want to hear about the time you murdered abroad.
Well, some people might. Probably the cops.
Bad people, they're going to come get you. 32 years later, they're going to show up holding a copy of your biography, and they're going to say, hey, dude, we're totally going to use this against you in court.
You can just say, no, that was a work of fiction.
Yeah, it was fiction. So Superfly Jimmy Snuka, he beat up his girlfriend, and then he like left her in a motel to die. And then like later on, he said, oh, she must have fell. And so then like it just went away and nobody talked about it. And so they just arrested him, I guess, like, you know, because the forensic evidence and stuff got too strong. And like they were able to like go back and solve old shit. So, I mean, all this is going on. They're solving old shit. They're doing all this stuff. And then I get into this debate with Anchor the other day about mosquitoes. And he's telling me that mosquitoes are important. And his main reference in why mosquitoes are important is because without mosquitoes, we could never make a real Jurassic Park.
Well, no, we just have to have mosquitoes back then. We don't have to have them now. Killing them now isn't going
to
take them away.
The mosquitoes are down in the ground. We don't need them. And if you're talking about, making people, like if we run out of people and we need to go find some DNA from some people and some mosquitoes, like there's plenty of them from like when people weren't shitheads.
Exactly. That getting rid of them now doesn't make T-Rexes go away.
Right.
There's no T-Rexes now. We can still dig them up.
Right. So he was talking about, oh, it's important to the ecosystem because birds eat it and lizards eat it. But I mean, like, if you get rid of all the mosquitoes, I mean, just extinct the motherfucker. Fuck mosquitoes. They serve no purpose. And you say it's the ecosystem and that the mosquitoes are needed to, like, keep the birds alive. Wouldn't the birds just eat something else?
Yeah, or die.
I remember when I was a kid, the Schwann's truck used to drive through our neighborhood, and my dad always used to get their chicken strips. We used to have the Schwann's chicken strips all the time.
Were they good?
They were pretty good. Yeah, they're decent, decent. Well, at a certain point, I guess the Schwann's man wasn't getting enough business from our neighborhood, so he stopped coming. So you know what we did?
What's that?
We just ate something different. We've got other chicken strips. I just think if mosquitoes went away, if we just got rid of mosquitoes, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, other things will have to take its place. It depends on how big of a niche they're taking up. Conceivably, some things will, you know, do better without them. Some things will do worse.
It all evens out.
Well,
and if it doesn't, what does it really matter anyway?
Well, if we want...
I mean, don't you think if mosquitoes went away and that was it, and then we were just all done for because fucking mosquitoes went away, then it's all pretty fragile and something else is just going to happen anyway. And you know what? All this shit going on, good. I mean, if it all ended, good. Okay. We just need a flood. We just need to start over anyway. I'm sick of all these damn people. We need like 10 people and just get rid of everybody else. Or we're broken as a people.
I love how this went from fuck mosquitoes to fuck everything that walks. Why don't you just hate mosquitoes and then just leave it at I hate mosquitoes, not I hate mosquitoes, therefore fuck everything else.
We're broken as a people, and if it's all contingent on mosquitoes, then I don't want to live here anyway. If I need mosquitoes to survive, then I'd rather just die. That's what I'm saying. Fuck mosquitoes. Fuck anyone on Earth who is campaigning to keep the mosquitoes alive. Let's get rid of them. Fuck. And you know what? All these people talking about bees, I'm not going to go so far as to say fuck bees.
Can I say fuck wasps?
Yeah, fuck wasps. Fuck wasps. Wasps don't pollinate shit. Wasps are just assholes.
Yeah, they make fucking nests on the side of your house like little fucking assholes, and they always try to get at you when you come outside. Like, oh no, this is my house now.
I think every year we should just have like one big like vote And I mean, like, if an aardvark figures out how to vote, we'll let him vote too. But if he doesn't, then he misses out on the vote. They have one vote every year if a species should just go away or not. Like, have the scientists, like, you know, preach their case and, like, tell us why we might need it. And then we'll just figure out some way to get rid of them. We don't need mosquitoes. There's no reason why we need mosquitoes. They can eat, the birds can eat flies. The birds can, we got soy now. Just give the birds some soy, right? Put the soy out there in their bird baths and they'll eat that. Birds will eat anything. I've seen birds eat so many things. My dad feeds a squirrel outside the house all his leftovers. He called me the other day and he said, "Hey, Michael, did you know that squirrels eat soft tacos?" It's true, Napier. If you put shit out there for nature, nature will find a way to consume it and survive. That's what they're around for. If we just got rid of goddamn mosquitoes, everything would be fine.
Can we also get rid of raccoons?
No, I like raccoons. They're cute.
Aren't they tearing your shit up? Knocking over your stuff?
Yeah, but they're cute.
Yeah, but they carry parasites.
They don't bother me. They're fine.
Okay, can we get rid of the dirt daubers?
You know what? The thing about the raccoons is, yeah, they're assholes, but they're entertaining about it. You can't say that what the raccoons are doing isn't kind of funny.
They are rather friendly. I mean, it's not like they don't like us. They really like us because of our addicts.
One of the reasons why I think we're broken as a people and we just need to start over is all the internet people being outraged about everything. Now, a while back, we talked about this, and it's come back up. The Idris Elba is James Bond thing. I don't know why this keeps happening. I don't know why the collective pussy internet society of hashtag activism douchebags have decided that Idris Elba is the only acceptable person to be James Bond.
Oh, they wanted him to be Doctor Who, right?
We have a James Bond right now, guys. Daniel Craig, I think the most recent James Bond was the most successful James Bond there's ever been. So why are we talking about the next James Bond when we have a James Bond?
Because you can always replace anybody in
They're
James Bond.
Not casting a new James Bond. They're making movies with the current James Bond. It's not even like we're, oh, God, who's going to be the next James Bond? We know who's going to be the next. James Bond's going to be the next James Bond. Hashtag not my Bond.
I thought you said his name was Daniel.
Daniel Craig is James Bond.
Well, you said James Bond is James Bond.
Yeah, the guy who's currently James Bond is James Bond.
No, his name's Daniel.
Daniel Craig is James Bond right now. And then one day, if Daniel Craig decides not to be James Bond, then we can talk about who should be the next James Bond. But it's the latest thing. It's a big deal. Everybody's all worked up about Idris Elba being James Bond. And
does he want to be?
Being at the forefront of racial harmony and I felt like there was something we could do. We could make some kind of compromise. We could do something to appease the Idris Elba for Bond fan base. And that's what we've done.
We've gone our extra mile.
We've gone the extra mile. We've compromised. And we're going to go to break. I hope that you enjoy this. This is the next installment in the Detective Napier franchise. We will be back in a few minutes. Thank you, everyone who is in the chat talking about... actually, they're staying on topic pretty much. We talked about Bigfoot. They talked about Bigfoot. Now we're talking about James Bond. See, it's happening.
We're great people.
Thanks, guys. And we're doing it. It's all about harmony and togetherness.
Friendship.
Bring back Bigfoot. Racism's over, guys. We did it.
On the run from my future self, I decided to take a quick stop at the local barbecue joint. There, I purchased ribs, baked potatoes, brisket, those things made out of French bread and salt and butter and garlic, and they give you like a whole French bread and beans. lots of beans. After I left the barbecue shack, assuming that my future self is eating there like I was, I have at least a 10-minute head start. Quickly, I run into the Sun Tan and Go in the local strip mall 20 feet away because my motor-powered rascal had run out of battery. I order the deluxe package and tell the lady, "I'll be there until I'm done." She looks at me thinking, "Well, that is a lot to tan, and these beds are only so wide." I stuff myself into the lighted cylinder, and then it hits me. The pork sleepies. The ribs were too much for my cholesterol-laden heart, and now I must rest like a grizzly bear inside of my tube. I awoke hours later, after the lady said that she could smell bacon. And she was right. It had been at least 10.5 hours inside of this tanning bed. I assume my assailant had left, probably given up, or is still, in fact, at the barbecue joint. I look in the mirror, and to my surprise, I have become Idris Elba. Night has fallen, and the barbecue shack has decided to close shop. I see my future self, and he runs at me. Run is a very generous word. My pursuer is doing a hippopotamus charge towards me and my vehicle. I start the engine, and we are off on a chase. During our speed chase, I have dropped my angry chicken fries to the floorboard of my car. I wince as I try to get over the steering area of my car, and I have acquired my chicken fries just a moment too late. Picking the glass shards out of my angry chicken fries and putting them into a McDonald's wrapper, I run down the street as my assailant has caught up to my broken vehicle. I notice one house still has its lights on, and like a fat trick-or-treater, I bolt to it. I knock on the door, and the most vivacious lady, who is black, opens the door.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bother you. You were the only house with the lights on. I just lost control of my car, skidded, and wrecked it.
Are you all right?
I'm good. I just had a scratch.
Oh, my God.
I'm all right. Do you think I could use your phone? I don't even need to come in. I'll stand right here. You can hand the phone shut for me.
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right, thank you.
Drunk from chicken fries and the past barbecue, I have knocked over her pottery and have begun to scoop it back into itself, hoping that she won't notice I have both broken her pot and soiled her carpet.
You know, the one time I forget my cell phone.
Here.
Thank you. Oh, boy.
You live around here?
Yeah, Oklahoma River Road.
Oh, okay.
after my phone call with the local AAA establishment.
They're on their way. So, thank you. Again.
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate it. All right.
Okay. You can come in.
I don't want to bother you.
No, it's no bother. Just come home.
Are you sure?
Yeah, look, I can't leave you out in the rain to bleed to death. Just, it's fine.
Sure.
I'm positive.
Thank you.
Ooh, that cut's really bad.
Oh.
Let me see if I have something for that. Stay right there, okay?
All right.
There is a knock at the door.
Nice of you.
Thankfully, it is just Reggie, the guy from AAA that I actually called to come get me. If I know anything, I know myself. And 10 minutes of chasing something my attention deficit disorder probably would have kicked in, and then I would have gone to the local KFC for a $5 fill-up.
Howdy, folks. This is me, Colonel Sanders. For $5, you can fill up your car with gasoline, or you can fill up yourself with my $5 fill-up with finger-licking good sauce. It's tender, it's juicy, it's delicious. Three chicken tenders, taters, and gravy. I threw in a biscuit and a big old cookie. My $5 fill-up will fill you up, guaranteed. Isn't that right, Philip? It's still finger-licking good.
You're listening to StrangeLabel.com. Viva La Label.
Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFO Dix on Skype. Guys. Oh, you know what? No, you can't call the phone number because that's what Travis does, and Travis isn't here. WFO Dix on Skype. Forget all that other stuff. No Travis this week.
We've lost our friend.
Just me and Napier shooting the shit, doing what we do, right?
Right.
So, I had like an hour-long conversation with Dan Fernicase about James Bond earlier. I don't know how it came up. I got this bug up my ass about James Bond. And that, like, I think that the Pierce Brosnan ones and the Daniel Craig ones are really the only ones that I've seen. I think I might have seen one or two of the other ones, like, when I was younger. Like, my parents watched it and I watched them with it. But I think that, for the most part, I'm pretty in the dark with the whole James Bond thing.
Are you going to start from the beginning?
I was thinking that I'm going to do that. Yeah, I want to start from the beginning, and I want to watch all the James Bond movies, just because I think I should. I want to see all the Sean Connery ones and the Timothy Dalton ones and the Roger Moore ones. I want to see all of them. I want to see all the James Bond movies.
I heard the Roger Moore ones and the Sean Connery ones are the real good ones of the early part of the series.
Are you a James Bond guy? Like, have you seen a lot of them?
I've never seen one.
Never seen any James Bond movies.
I've seen parts of it. Like, I'll, like, be flipping through channels and, oh, it'll be a James Bond movie on, you know, some cable network. And be like, oh, that's cool.
Do you want to take the challenge with me? You want to watch, like, a James Bond movie a week and then we'll talk about it?
Sure.
we'll just turn this into a James Bond show.
Yeah.
The James Bond week thing.
Yeah.
So the first one's Dr. No. See, what happened was, I found out that Christopher Walken was the bad guy in a James Bond movie. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. I want to see that.
I do as well.
And so, but that's like 14 in. So it'll be like a reward. There'll be landmark rewards set up throughout, apparently. So I downloaded that one. Legally off iTunes. And then I was like, you know what? I should watch all of them. And so
they
I started.
Can't be expensive. I mean.
And this would be good for us. We'll get all of the. Anchor in the chat pointed out that I forgot George Lazenby. I think he was James Bond for like one movie, and then like Sean Connery came back and did like three more, and then they replaced him with Roger Moore. I got a whole history lesson on James Bond from Dan today. Dan has a lot of James Bond knowledge.
For some reason, people that really like the James Bond stuff, they go into it pretty hard, kind of like the... Not as bad as the Doctor Who folks.
Yeah.
But they get into it.
So I think that I'm working on that. I'm going to start watching all the James Bond movies. And you know, we have James Bond's next movie, Spectre, in the Hollywood Fantasy League.
Yeah.
And so we are kind of rooting for it to do good. We need it to do well. So maybe we need to be very well versed in James Bond, you know, so that we can speak intelligently about James Bond to other people and spread the gospel.
Do you need to watch them in a series to actually get what's going on?
I'm not really sure. I don't know if there's like a ton of continuity in the James Bond franchise. I wouldn't imagine that there would be, seeing as like a whole bunch of different fellas have played him, and like I'm sure that directors and writers have come and gone. But yeah, that's what we're doing. We're gonna watch James Bond movies. You can commit to one James Bond movie a week, right?
Probably.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So I read this story, and I'm curious what you think about it. Did you see the story about the gal who coaxed her boyfriend into killing himself, like, over the phone? Like, over, like, text message. She was texting back and forth with him and like telling him that like, you know, he was on the fence about killing himself, and like she was like encouraging him to do it. She was like, you know, giving him, I guess she was Googling what's a good way to kill yourself and like giving him tips, and like you know, she was saying, oh, your parents will probably be fine with it. You know, everybody's going to be fine with it. You should just do it. And then, like, she, you know, like, when he was, like, hesitating and saying, like, you know, oh, I don't know if I feel like doing it today, she was like, no, you said you were going to do it, so fucking go do it. I mean, she's a real piece of shit, right? She's awful. She's just not a nice gal. A teenage gal. And I don't know, like, what the purpose of that is. I don't know if it was for attention, what the reason was for doing it. But what they ultimately charged her with, and I guess that they charged her because, like, after looking at the text messages, like, they felt as though, oh, this person's a piece of shit, we should probably charge her with something. But they charged her for involuntary manslaughter.
I think that might be a little hard to stick, right?
I mean, like, involuntary is the funny word in that, because it's like, okay, no, it wasn't involuntary at all, but I guess it wasn't manslaughter either, really, was it?
No, she didn't do anything, did she? Did she?
No, she texted him and told him that he should do it. Like, you know, like she's like, you can't think about it, you just have to do it. I'm going to eventually, he replied, I really don't know what I'm waiting for, but I have everything lined up. She suggested that he take medication to fall asleep and allow the fumes to work. She worried that he wouldn't go through with it because the sun would soon be coming up. She suggested he go to an empty parking lot. So, like, I mean, she was really, really, like, he was talking about, like, killing himself with, like, a car battery or something. I guess, like hooking himself up to a car battery, and like, you know, she was like, did you go to Sears today? And he's like, no. And she goes, well, why not? What the fuck, are you a pussy? And then they went on and on and on. But they charged her with involuntary manslaughter because they couldn't think of what to charge her with, but they had to charge her for something because she's awful. And can't we just charge people for being awful?
No, it's not a crime to be awful.
Can't you just charge somebody with general awfulness? That's not something you can do?
You know what? I think the world might be a better place, but I just think that
like if we went in front of a judge and they laid out the case and they said, look at all the things that this girl, this teenage girl, sent to her boyfriend encouraging him to kill himself. And the judge would say, yeah, that's pretty shitty. I think that, like, we should just incarcerate her for general shittiness. If manslaughter is 10 years, let's give her 10 years. I mean, like, we don't need to call it anything. Let's just call it general shittiness.
I don't think you can have, like, a sentence for general shittiness. You got to actually, like, they have to be doing something pretty particular.
I just feel like there's too many classifications of things. We have too many titles for everything. Like, everything has a label for it. Everything has to be on a certain shelf.
Are you talking about the pansexuals?
I'm talking about everything. I mean, like, why do I have to, like, be a Republican or a Democrat? Why do I have to be a Christian or a Muslim? Why can't I just be a person? And like, your thing, for instance, you got into a debate with a woman about being a pansexual. Explain to me what a pansexual is, because you tried to explain it to me earlier, and like, my eyes just glossed over. I had no idea what you were talking about. What is a pansexual?
A pansexual is a person who will have sex with anybody. Well, not will have sex, but they find them, you know, generally attractive enough to have sex with them.
So that's a bisexual?
No, because they also take into account gender identity.
So, like, if you identify as a man but you're a woman, she'd be attracted to you.
Yeah, or
she's attracted to men and women. So either way, what you would classify that person as, I mean, like, if you're attracted to men and women, and it's a man who's attracted to or identifies as a woman, your bases are covered anyway, right?
You would think so. But no, not when you're dealing with a person that actually uses the word pansexual. What they're talking about is gender identity as well as...
But, okay, you identify yourself as a woman. Bisexuals are attracted to women. You're good.
Well, no, because they're talking about people who... You could be a guy that is attracted to women, but is also attracted to men that identify as women.
But... You're attracted to men and women.
No,
you're covered.
No, you're only attracted to men in this certain situation where they identify as women.
Okay, so you're only attracted to men who identify as women. You're not attracted to men.
You're not attracted to men that identify as men. You're attracted to women who identify as women and men who identify as women. So they both identify as a woman, and therefore you are attracted
to them. So you're attracted to men... who identify as women.
But also women.
And women.
Who identify as women.
And that's it.
And that's it.
So then you're an accepting person who agrees with the fact that a man who identifies as a woman is a woman.
Yeah, but that's completely different.
So then you're not a pansexual. You're like women. So you're a lesbian.
No, the pansexuals, they are attracted to men. They are attracted to women. They are attracted to people who try to dress or act as if they have no sex. They are attracted to men who identify as women.
What is this now?
Pansexual.
You just said that was men who are women and women who are women.
I was giving an example of what a something not...
That's something else?
Yeah, that's something else.
So all these have their own thing?
All of them have their own thing. Like, if you're a man who's only... if you're a man that identifies as a man... And you're only attracted to women who identify as women, then you're heterosexual.
Anchor has in the chat, pansexual is like people who are attracted to boys who don't want to grow up.
I don't think Peter Pan was attracted to people who didn't want to grow up. You're thinking of Michael Jackson.
Did Peter Pan want to bang anybody? Or like, was he just happy being like in... I mean, like, Peter Pan never really, like, expressed interest in broads, did he?
No, he's pretty much a homeless hooligan that fucked with some dude who owned a boat.
Yeah, I mean, he just, like, went and, like, put a flaming bag of poop on a pirate's lawn.
Yeah, but you never see Captain Hook fuck with anybody. The only time Captain Hook
We're getting
with
off
anybody,
topic.
Okay.
Pansexuals.
Pansexuals are people who take gender identity into their sexual playbook, and they also think that's okay, too.
But getting back to my point,
yeah,
why do you need to title something? Why do you have to be identified as a man who's a woman? Why do you have to be identified as a man who's attracted to women and men who think they're women and women who think they're men? Why can't you just be you? And why can't you just see someone and say, I'm attracted to that person. I want to have sex with him. Like, why do we, like, in the grand scheme of things, we're all bisexuals, right? You've lived your entire life up to this point, but you have a lot more to go. How do you know in your lifetime you'll never be attracted to a man?
Well, I don't.
I've never been attracted to a man, Napier, but I'm not ruling the idea out. Maybe one day I'll see a man and say, Jesus Christ, look at that man. I really want to fuck his ass. It hasn't happened yet, but who knows? I don't want to identify myself as a straight man. I don't want to identify myself as a gay man. I just want to be me. I don't want to be Democrat or Republican. I don't want to be a cis or whatever the fuck else they come up with. Oh, why do we have to be things?
A cis is a person that identifies as their birth gender.
I do.
Then you're a cis.
I don't want to be.
You're a cis male.
Look, tomorrow I might wake up. I don't know, Napier. I might have like a really intense experience and one day think, you know what? I'm abroad now. You just never fucking know.
No,
I'm just saying I'm not ruling things out anymore. I'm free of all this bullshit.
You can't be.
Napier, I've been checking out Bible stories lately.
Why?
I'm interested.
All right.
Read one today. This king, he has this guy that like he's pals with, and he tells this guy, "Hey man, you want to marry my daughter and like be like the prince?" Dude's like, "Yeah, that sounds awesome. Thanks for the offer." He's like, "No, hold up. You got to go out, and you got to cut the tips off 100 dudes' dicks." And bring me the bag of dick tips. And I'm going to pull all the dick tips out of this bag. I'm going to count them and make sure there was 100 of them. And if you successfully cut the tips off 100 dudes' dicks, you can totally bang my daughter.
That sounds like some fucked up jailhouse shit.
Who the fuck would do that?
Obviously a dude who really wants to fuck that broad.
First of all, that king... What the fuck is he thinking about? I mean, like, if you want, like, a test, there's certainly better tests than cutting the tips off 100 dudes' dicks.
Are you able to do a remedial chore that might sound horrible, but, you know, the more you do it, it doesn't seem so bad. And welcome to 1300 BC, where apparently cutting tips off of dicks is something a king could tell you to do.
It's just what you do. And I think that ultimately what I've determined is... It's always been awful. We just know about it more. Like, we are more aware of how awful people are. But they've always been awful, and they always will be. That's why we need a flood. We just need, like, put 10 people in a bunker safe. We just need to start over. Because it's not going to get better. It's just going to get worse, Napier.
You're going to need more than 10 people.
Well, like, 5 guys and 5 gals. And then they're just going to bang away and just start over.
Nah, that's not enough... like, that's not a big enough gene pool. You're going to end up with babies that don't work right.
Well, that's how we ultimately got here in the first place, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
I mean, if we did, we probably wouldn't have lasted.
We got from, it came from 2 people. That was in the book, too.
Yeah, but they also kept mentioning the other people that were around. Like, if you read the book, they say, like, oh, there were these 2 people. And then they kicked them out of the garden, and so they went to this town over. Like, they weren't the only ones there.
So he comes back with the bag of dick tips, right?
Okay, so the king wanted some bubblegum.
And the king says, hey, man, look, I'm going to get an independent guy in here to count the dick tips to make sure there's 100.
Well, the king doesn't count his own dick tips.
Right, right, right. I mean, what if he's two dick tips short? Then they're going to have to count him again. What if two got stuck together? Whatever. Anyway.
So he's getting his necklace ready.
This guy ain't fucking around. He brings back 200 dick tips.
Yeah.
He brought double the amount of dick tips he needed to bring back. Now, is that like going above and beyond? Is that a fuck you? And my question is, after you counted the necessary 100 dick tips and saw that there was more dick tips in the bag, would you keep counting the dick tips? Or would you say, okay, you have the correct amount of dick tips and there's more dick tips in the bag. I know for a fact you have cut off the dick tips that I've required you to cut off. Or do you finish counting just for like prosperity's sake? To set the dick tip cutting record.
Mike, if you live in an area where this guy, there's a guy who is in charge of everything and everyone, as far as you're concerned, he owns everything and everyone, and he comes to you and says, hey, dude, I'm going to need you to bring me 100 tips of dicks. You know what you're going to do? You're going to bring him back 200 tips of dicks, and you're going to stare him in the face like, what? Here's 200 tips of dicks. Now who's in charge? Me.
Liquid Lozenge in the chat says I'm describing Fallout the video game. Is that what happens in Fallout?
No, well...
They put people in a bunker and then wipe everybody out?
Pretty much,
Because
yeah.
I'm for that. Let's do it.
Well, what happened is there was going to be...
And
like,
look, I'm not at all saying that I should be among the 10. I'm a piece of shit. I'm awful. Include me in the flood. I need to go. We all do. We're awful. We're broken. The wiring in our heads is fucked up. We need to find like some pure people somewhere that'll just start over. That's what we need. And we need to get rid of the goddamn mosquitoes. These 10 people, they need to fucking freedom. They just need to be out there in their nude glory with their erect cocks. They all just need to be sucking and fucking each other. They need to not pay attention to guys and gals. Ultimately, you probably want the guys and the gals to do the most fucking because they need to make more people. But I mean, if the guys want to fuck each other, fine. Who cares?
Oh, there's a good chance that some of the 5 ladies will die in childbirth, so.
Do whatever makes you feel good. And you don't need to be anything. You just need to be you. And if putting your dick in something makes you happy, then do it. And if somebody else has a problem with it, like this twat who won't give people marriage licenses because they're gay and fucking gay people are against her religion, then get a different job.
Yeah, she really does need to.
Just get a different job and shut up.
I mean, what... Who the fuck is she to say who can get married? She's a fucking clerk. She reads documents and then puts a stamp on them. Where the fuck does she get off saying who can and cannot get married?
Yeah. Get that bitch some water wings. Let's go.
Tell her if her religion is that important to her, go be a fucking minister.
The Westboro Baptist Church is protesting her. They're not for her. They're against her. They're protesting her because she's been married a whole bunch of times. Like, nah, fuck you too. What are you doing, lady?
That sounds like something they would do.
Yeah.
Well, sure, why not? Protest her too. Who the fuck cares? Nobody cares about what the Westboro
Everybody
Baptist Church
was
is doing.
Protesting that Taylor Swift's new music video is racist because it doesn't have black people in it. She's out there rolling around in a field with Clint Eastwood's son making out, and they're pissed off because Clint Eastwood's son isn't a black guy. Shut up!
Really? Clint Eastwood didn't have a black
kid? We just need to have a flood. Be done with this shit.
Nah.
Tired of all these people.
I like medicine, and I like booze. And if that all goes away, then I'm not going to get no booze. Well, I might get booze, but I'm not going to get, like, my belly pills.
What is a scenario where things improve? Is it even possible?
Yeah, tomorrow. As long as the sun comes up,
no,
things will be
better. No, it's going to get continuously worse.
No, just...
Everybody's just going to be more and more entitled and fucking stupid. We just need them all to go away.
I think it's great that there's all these people who get violently offended about things all the time on the Twitter and Tumblrs and YouTubes and everywhere else. It's great that they get constantly offended because eventually, and this is probably going to comes sooner rather than later, people are just going to say, you know what? I don't give a shit. You hate
but
everything.
All of these people that are entitled and whiny about all their bullshit.
Yeah, eventually.
They are the types to have like way more kids. It's exactly like Idiocracy, only instead of dumb people, it's entitled pussies.
Well,
that's it.
No,
entitled pussies everywhere. That's it. And they're going to have a whole bunch more kids, and they're going to teach the gospel of entitled pussies. And then we're just going to have more and more of them, and they're just going to spread, and technology and communication is just going to get more prevalent to where, I mean, like, people can communicate with you all in your head without you even looking at a screen. It'll just be in your head.
Mike, entitled pussies don't have kids. They don't want to take care of somebody else. They want to do their thing and not have responsibilities. That's what makes them.
But then they grow up and they're whiny and bitchy because the entitled pussies mistreated them. And then they want to identify as a goat and not a person.
Oh, you mean the other kin folks?
Tell me what?
They're the other kins. They identify as another, like, you know, kindred spirit. They're
like a bear?
No, like a bear or goat, deer, you know.
So you just say I'm a bear now?
Well, more or less.
Do you still talk like a person, or do you make bear noises? Like, do you just like go to work like as a bear and just like start fucking up desks and stuff and like growling?
Well, maybe if
they. Or do you just like go to work and everybody like, hey, Carl, be like, hey. And then like when you clock out, you go and you like hang out in the woods. Explain how you function in a world as a bear.
Well, I mean, you're not a bear, but your inside, like who your spirit is that of, you know, whatever you identify as your animal kin.
So you just identify as a bear, but you're still you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can I marry someone who identifies themselves as a bear?
There.
Other kin are people who identify as partially or entirely non-human. Some say that they are in spirit, if not in body, not human. This is explained by some members of the other kin community as possible through reincarnation, having a non-human soul, ancestry, or symbolic metaphor. So they...
Their spirit, their life, who they are inside is a turtle.
Okay, but I mean, like, are they bothering me?
No, they're not.
Are they, like, going out and, like, you know, asking for, like, rights of, like, their turtle people? Like, do they identify themselves as, like, a turtle sexual? Or, like, do they just... I mean, like, you can identify as whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. Just don't bother me.
No, they don't really bother anybody.
Then they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
But if, I mean, if they start like demanding like their voice in Congress as a turtle person, then I'll say fuck you.
Well, yeah, I can agree with that too. But
first of all, what they're doing is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, and so is the pansexual thing and all of that. You know, man that identifies as a lady.
Just stop it.
Yeah, it
grow up.
It seems like pandering, doesn't it? It seems like coddling.
Yeah. It's like when you had like a 5-year-old who, you know, says, hey, I'm a dinosaur. And you're like, yeah, you're a dinosaur. Great. You know, so that he goes away.
Yeah.
And you just accept that because he's 5 and he watched the Land Before Time and he thought, oh,
hey, now I'm a dinosaur.
he wants to play dinosaur. That's fine. But at some point you got to get a goddamn job and you can't be a dinosaur anymore. Grow up. Or learn to swim.
No,
we're having a flood.
They're dino kins. When you were a kid, did you ever do the Power Rangers thing and make you were the Megazord and you made the Megazord sound?
Oh, sure.
It's like that, only forever.
You know what I like to do the most?
What's that?
I like to play doctor with the neighbor girl.
Was she hot?
Yeah.
Did I know
she was a tomboy. She was kind of a tomboy, but, you know, we played doctor.
We went and to like, high school together. Did I know her in high school?
I don't think so.
Oh.
But see, you do that. You play doctor. You pretend. And it's all just an excuse for groping, which is fine. That's part of growing up. You play little games.
What if you play doctor and you're like, this is kind of fun, and then you go to medical school and it's like, oh, this is nasty. We didn't do this. This is people are bleeding everywhere. They're dying.
Anchor in the chat. Mormonism is no stupider than turtle people, but people still vote for them. That's right. You know, if a guy just went up on stage and said, you know what, I identify myself as a turtle person, I'm sure that the internet would make fun of him. But if the guy had good ideas, like if, you know, his turtle intuition said to him, like, you know, things that I agreed with, then fuck it. I'll vote for a turtle person. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to vote because he's a Democrat or because he's a Republican or because he's a turtle person. I'm going to listen to what the guy has to say, and if I agree with it, I'll vote for him.
Yeah, it's kind of like the folks that do the gender identity thing. You know what? You want me to call you lady? I'll call you lady. Okay, fine.
That's fine. Who cares?
But I don't think they're an actual lady, but I mean... In public, I'll say, you know what? Yes, ma'am.
Really pretty dress you're wearing, Bruce. That's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't...
Wear whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't for a moment believe that Caitlyn Jenner is a lady. But if Caitlyn Jenner were in the room, I'd call her Caitlyn Jenner. I wouldn't say Bruce Jenner.
Sure.
I'd call her ma'am. But that's a guy to me. That's not going to be... That's never going to be a lady.
Right. That who's that gal with the dick, the porn lady that has the dick? She's actually kind of pretty. Bailey J.
Who?
I might fuck that dude.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, why not?
Aren't there a lot of porn stars that have the penis and a boob job?
Yeah. Who cares? Do whatever you want. Do whatever makes you happy. But quit bitching about it and quit making it my problem. I'm tired of it.
I don't know if I could do that. Like, your balls would touch.
Like, if Idris... You know what? I changed my mind. If Idris Elba wants to be James Bond, I'm fine with it. Who cares?
Does he want to be James Bond, or does the internet...
No, the internet wants him to be.
What? Why doesn't he get a say in it?
If they made a James Bond movie with Idris Elba, I'd probably go see it. Because I'm going to watch all the James Bond movies. That's what I'm doing. Well, that's what I identify myself as. I'm going to be a guy who in his free time in the next couple of weeks is going to watch a lot of goddamn James Bond movies. I mean, that's how I self-identify. I'm a pan James Bond watcher. That's what I'm going to fucking do.
Sam Jackson did a great job as Nick Fury. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, you were having this big long debate with somebody who said they were a pansexual.
Yes.
And I don't know why you need to be a thing. This is the only point I'm making. You don't need to be a thing. You're not special. Nobody's fucking special. You're all just out there in the sea. And you'll get gobbled up, and you won't matter. And that's true for almost everybody.
No, Mike, you don't understand. These people, they're more enlightened than the rest of us.
Your ripple effect will... go through your few people that you've contacted that matter to you. And for the most part, you will no longer exist and you will no longer be a part of the decay of our Earth.
Have you ever seen a picture of like the Hubble, you know, deep photographs where you see hundreds of thousands of galaxies in like this tiny little pinpoint of darkness? When you look at something like that and you see thousands of galaxies with billions upon trillions of stars in each one, kind of puts it into perspective that, no, it really doesn't matter.
But guys, before I get too depressing, let me just say this. If you're listening to us, you're special to us.
And we're important because you make us important.
Right. We're all snowflakes.
We're all wonderful people in a wonderful world.
And then we hit the ground and we dissolve into water.
Well,
and
no.
And then that water evaporates and makes more snowflakes.
Exactly. We are part of the ecosystem of our world, and we will become it, and it'll be wonderful.
It's a circle. It's the circle of life.
Do you think I'm developing like a negative view?
Yes. Yeah, I kind of do. You know what makes me happy? I have fucking video games and a telephone and a camera in my pocket at all times. You know what the 5-year-old me would have done if I would have handed that fucking thing to him? He'd be like, I don't know how to fucking use that, but it sounds awesome. That's what you need to do, Mike.
Have a nice phone. I have an iPhone. I mean,
yeah. Now we should drink.
You think I just need to accept that?
You need to stop looking at shit all day. If you look at shit all day, of course, everything's going to seem like shit.
I need to block. Maybe that's what I need. I need to block out that this exists in the world so that it doesn't bother me.
No, you need to stop reading news. The news is nothing but shit. They talk about how, you know, some dude got killed at a truck stop. Okay, well, you know what? Like, there were a million other people not near that truck stop that didn't
die. All of this information is, like, flowing all the time. And, like, I feel like it's my responsibility to know what's going on in the world. But maybe it isn't. Maybe it doesn't really fucking matter.
What you should do, you know those clickbait articles you see like on Facebook, like they make you want to click on it. So you look at it and you go to their website and you view their ads.
Right.
Whenever you see a bullshit news story about some dude getting whacked by his fucking wife, just think, oh, that's clickbait. They just want me to read that bullshit so that I'll feel something for a moment and read their advertisements. No, it's bullshit. Don't read that shit. Don't give them any goddamn credence. Like, some dude got killed by his wife. I didn't know him. It's not news to me. I don't give a shit.
I mean, like the thing with the gal and the cameraman that got shot on TV.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. It bummed me out. And then like there was video shot from the killer's perspective that ended up on newspaper covers and stuff. It's terrible. And other people perpetuating it and putting it on the cover of their newspapers and stuff is awful. And those people are shitheads.
You know what you should do, Mike?
But I didn't know those people.
No. They weren't. They didn't even live here.
So, like, if I just didn't know that happened and, like, I just ignored it?
You can know what happens, but just don't click on it. Don't click on that link. Just, like, oh, well, that sucks, and move on.
I seeked out the video. Why did I do that?
Because you're a pessimist.
Like, why would I watch people die? Why would I care to see that? That's awful.
Because people like a train wreck. They like to see the train wreck. They want to see the bodies and they demand to be driven up next to them. They'll go, ew, oh, now I don't like myself. And then they'll move on and they'll do the same exact same thing next time there's a train wreck. Here's what you do, Mike. Go to the new little news websites. Go to the science articles. You know what's in the science articles? Shit about diseases that they're curing and robots. You like robots?
Robots are neat.
You know what's happening soon?
What?
Japan and the U.S. are facing off in a fucking death match robot beat 'em up.
Why didn't we talk about that?
I don't know.
Why are we talking about this other bullshit?
Because you want to talk about
Let's talk about robot fights!
America challenged Japan to a robot battle. You don't think that's fucking awesome?
No, that's awesome! Why didn't you tell me that earlier? When we were out on the deck, why didn't you say, Mike, we should talk about robot fights?
I don't know. It didn't come up. You're talking about pessimist shit, and I was yelling at that one broad for talking about pansexualism. Didn't come up. It should have. You know what's going to happen, Mike? You know what the Japanese do? Japanese look at a little toy robot. They're like, man, I'd love to see that toy robot walk. You know what America does? They look at a gun and say, I can make that walk. Japan ain't got a fucking prayer. Like, oh, they have so many robots. We have robots that burn shit. Fuck are you making? Bullshit guys, Hello Kitty dolls.
Guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I mean it. I do. I mean it.
I love all of you. We're friends
now. You guys are special.
We're going to eat soft tacos.
All that
later.
Stuff I said, I didn't mean it. Don't kill yourself. Look, I'm telling you right now.
No, you said the flood was going to kill him. You didn't say
yeah.
They...
No, I mean, if the flood gets you, the flood gets you. You'll go with everybody else. It'll be fine. But don't kill yourself.
No. We love you. Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.
Welcome to Megaboss World Headquarters, the densest concentration of cutting-edge robotics research this side of the Mississippi.
This is where the Megabot Mark II was born, forged in the fires of American innovation and determination.
We just finished tightening the last bolts on the Mark II, America's first fully functional, giant-piloted robot.
And because we're American, we've added really big...
Meet the Mark II, 12,000 pounds of gasoline-powered fury. She's piloted by a team of two and can fire 3-pound paint cannonballs at speeds of over 100 miles an hour.
But the Mark II isn't the first giant fighting robot in the world. Tsudobashi Heavy Industries beat us to the punch with the Kuratus, a 9,000-pound single-seater giant fighting robot with twin Gatling guns, a hyper-advanced targeting system, and a full heads-up display.
Tsudobashi, we have a giant robot, you have a giant robot. You know it needs to happen. We challenge you to a duel. Both of our robots will need modifications to become combat ready. Prepare yourselves and name the battlefield. In 1 year, we fight.